Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Berkson. And we just had a very informative conversation with Dr. Michael Levine in reference to diabetes, because November is National Diabetes Month. And it's very important for people who listen to this program to realize we try to bring you information for the purpose of using it. And a lot of things can be avoided in every aspect of life if you just try to understand what the consequence of an action is today and then say, do I really want to do it? Do I need three ice cream cones and sit down for the rest of the afternoon when my sugar's already high? No, but, you know, you make your own choices. We're only here to try to help you. Our next guest is Gail Sellers, who is the gerontologist and veterans caseworker for Project Independence. Gail is out of the Port Washington Senior Center. And Gail is a tremendous asset to this town. Actually, my brother wound up talking to Gail about a year ago in reference to my father, which the issues when you deal with veterans, it's so difficult because it's push this button, push that button. And I'm not saying the veterans organizations are not helpful. There's so much information. They're not user-friendly for a senior. That's my opinion. That's, you know, it's difficult. And you have to get a person to talk to help you navigate all the avenues. Mm. The services are there. You just got to figure it out. And Gail helped my family get in the right direction, as she helps many people in the town of North Hempstead. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Good morning, Gail. Hi.
Good morning.
Now, you guys know each other because you said hello when you came in.
Yes. Yes.
The interesting thing with the veterans casework, and we'll do the, I mean, you're a social worker, obviously, and you're also dealing with the veterans. This is the one area, I think it's the only area, in Project Independence where age does not exclude somebody from getting information.
That's correct. As a social worker, and my office is out of Port Washington, I work with seniors and their families. However, as the veterans caseworker, I work for any veterans in need throughout the town of North Hempstead and any age veterans. So that's something different and special that Project Independence provides.
Right. And actually, to make it easy for people listening, some of the requests or calls that have come to you, so that people get a feeling that that's not a stupid question. I can't call Gail. You know what I mean? The way it sounds. But it's the truth. People say, I'm not going to bother those people. Get an answer.
Right. Some people are not even a member of the Veterans Administration. So we need to start at the very beginning by them going out to Northport and getting their ID. You need your discharge papers or what's called a DD-214. And you can go to the Veterans Administration in Northport and get your picture ID, and that opens the door to many services. Northport's not around the corner, but for people that don't drive or rather not drive that distance, with 2 weeks' notice, the Vets Administration will pick you up and bring you there and back.
Wow, that's huge. I didn't realize you have to get, I'm not a vet, but you have to actually get a card. It just doesn't come, you know, when you get discharged.
Exactly. You have to get the card, and a lot of people don't realize that. So that's really starting at the very beginning of some very confusing to some people processes,
right,
to get services. But once you start that going, you can get other services. You also can get a different kind of card at your county clerk's office. That's an ID that gives you discounts throughout stores, restaurants, and things like that in your local neighborhood. You don't have to go to Northport for that kind of ID. You can get it at your local clerk's office, but that doesn't open up the door for the services to see a doctor or other things that people may need. And that's where I help to navigate people to
get. That's the DD-214.
DD-214.
214. That's what they need to get the services. Okay.
Yes.
That's important. Okay. Now, person has that card or that identification. then what would be the next step, whether it's, you know, on any issue health-wise?
Well, it depends what they want. If they want to see a doctor, they can see a doctor there. There are other locations, and you can go to a closer location to see a doctor, but initially you have to get your card through Northport, unless you're looking for the card that's just for discounts. People see doctors there. People get their medications very cheaply or for free through Northport. So that's a great thing. And, you know, one of Project's Independence's biggest goals is to help people stay in their homes as long as they'd like to. So, for example, I recently had a gentleman who's having trouble getting up his stairs to go to his bedroom, and he and his wife are thinking of relocating. But when we talked about different options, he decided to get a stair lift, which glides up the stairs, and he and his wife are safe in their house now and decided not to move to an apartment or move in with children of theirs. They got that stair lift through the VA. The VA paid for it. But like anything through the VA, it's a process. They had to go to the doctor. They had to get deemed disabled and go forward, waiting for it to happen, and then happily did get their stair lift. And they can remain in their home that way.
Now that's, I'm not asking the information on the people. Is that a financial need, or is that because it was a medical requirement?
Medical need.
Okay, wow.
There's no financial need for that. It doesn't matter what your income. If you need that, you can get it.
That's amazing. That's a benefit. That's why I thought maybe it was somebody who couldn't afford it, and that's why they're getting it.
Right. Someone coming out of the hospital might need a hospital bed. The VA will provide that.
Okay.
The VA may provide a cane, a walker, different things. But again, you have to go to Northport to get these things.
Right. That's very significant because actually my mother-in-law was in an accident years ago and had to have two of them put in her home. But that's expensive. There's no question about it
Yes, it is. And it's unfortunate when I meet people through the town that already purchase these things, especially the chairlift, because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
So it's so important to do things like this show today to get the word out there. And if people want to get my assistance, they call 311 or 869-6311 for Project Independence, and they can ask to speak to the veterans caseworker, and they'll hear from me.
Right, and that's the one thing I respect everybody in Project Independence. If you're calling and want to speak to the veterans caseworker, which is Gail, or you could just say Gail, no. But, no, you're not going to hear back from her the day after Christmas.
You get
a call back as quickly as possible. Obviously, Gail's on the show now, so, you know, everybody has a busy day. But Gail, as everybody else within the 311 system, you will get a return call.
Yes, you will get a return call quickly. We really pride ourselves on that.
Is homelessness the concern that we've heard over the years that there are a significant amount of people who are homeless in this country are veterans? Is that true?
Yes, that is a big and sad concern, and there's just so much that can be provided. But things are being worked on all the time to increase various options to veterans. That I cannot always give everyone what they need, sadly.
Yeah, no, I agree. Another organization I'm involved with is Beacon House, through the Unitarian Church, where I'm a member, and they give money each year. But even those, I mean, there's just so much that can be done. And they have, you know, they try to do, when the veteran moves into those homes, my understanding is they give them 18 months. Not that they're going to throw them out, but it's like, let's get something going in your life so that you become a member of society. I mean, like the Dr. Levine was saying before, some people know what to do, just don't want to do it.
Right. Well, it's very complicated. Mm-hmm. And when you're a vet, you really feel that things should be coming to you, and things really should be coming to you. And that's why I try to help people navigate through the system. It's very complex. There's a lot to learn and a lot to do to get what you want and need.
The post-traumatic stress is a significant factor, especially in the modern wars, right? Coming home, veterans coming home from Afghanistan, from Iraq. This is a major problem, right? The mental concerns.
Yes, it sure is. And I try to help guide people to some mental health professional to get help. Some people they don't openly speak to me about their feelings. Sometimes that's what happens with the younger vets. So I really try to clue into them, maybe have their families meet with us, and they open up a little bit more when they have the support of their family. But yes, that really is a challenge.
The Vietnam conflict tore apart families. Just now, with my age, 80, and my brother, 70, he's the Vietnam vet. We are only now, at this point in time, beginning to establish a warm relationship as brothers. And it's just an example of what can happen in terms of the effect of war on a particular individual. I didn't even know until recently that he actually was involved in combat. It was so brutal that he did get counseling over the years, and he's doing fine now. He's happily married. He's a grandfather. And I had the good fortune of seeing him over these recent Jewish holidays. He being a veteran of a different generation, it's quite a dynamic thing. I'm not alone in this. There were thousands of families in this country affected. So that's why I'm sensitive to the psychological piece that has to be worked out, that you undoubtedly have a role and see it, right?
Yes, well, it's wonderful to hear that you and your brother have reunited.
Yes.
The VA offices do provide counseling.
Yeah.
When someone joins the VA administration, they're assigned a social worker that oversees the various services that they need, and they are offered counseling to help them through these things and reunite with family members or even friends they may have been in the service with.
Mm. Actually, we're going to take a break, but one thing that Jerry said, and Gail, with the town of North Hempstead, you know, at the time, your brother saying you weren't the closest, it's very comforting to know that there's a place within the town of North Hempstead that a person like that could go for advice. Because if you say, oh, I have nobody now, you know, you have somebody. You have somebody, you have Gail at the town of North Hempstead. It's not a brother, it's not a sister, but it's a caring hand. And that's just as important sometimes. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.